Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
1800 938 007. That text and WhatsApp is 0833 11 3311. Now, Declan Collison, who runs Loch Derg House and the Lake Cafe in lovely Drumminier, says that the pandemic-induced layoffs over the past year have forced many hospitality workers to consider other sectors, and he joins me now. Good morning to you, Declan.
Morning, Fran.
And thanks very much for coming on with us today. You have a lot of concerns for the industry when you eventually reopen. I mean, will you have the people with the expertise, Declan?
Well, that's the problem, Fran. The industry believes that we're hemorrhaging people, particularly to retail, and that there will be chronic shortages of appropriately qualified staff when we do open.
Now, I presume there were issues with staff even before COVID.
Correct. Especially chefs were like hen's teeth. And, you know, food and beverage managers, restaurant supervisors, chefs, receptionists, all are very, very important in the hospitality sector. And a lot of people, because of the uncertainty of, you know, where their future lies, have now left the hospitality industry and are working particularly in retail and in pharma.
If you get to open in May, the possibility there is restrictions to 15 people. I presume that wouldn't pay the bills, would it?
No, I mean, 15 people outside, it doesn't make sense. Most cafes, restaurants would have seating for about 60 people and would be running their business based on those numbers. And 15 people outside just doesn't cut the mustard.
So what can happen then? Or what will happen, do you think, Declan?
Well, I would hope that they might have relook at the 15 for outside with appropriate distancing, and for cafes, restaurants, bars that have the space outside, that they're able to make use of it, and that I think that the local authorities have relaxed some of their own rules, and hopefully they would continue to facilitate people in the catering business to expand their operation outside.
Now, by the nature of the work, I suppose it's seasonal to some degree. I mean, how do you attract people back from the retail business or the pharmaceutical, for instance?
I would say it will be extremely difficult, and there will be big problems in the hospitality sector. You can see, I know there were, even last year, there were restaurants that couldn't open 7 days a week, that they could only open five because of staffing issues. So I think it's a huge problem. Now, some people would advocate bringing, staff from outside of Ireland, but that doesn't solve all the problems in the sense that housing is a huge issue for these people. So, you know, I don't think that's the solution.
It's interesting. In terms of vaccination and all of that, I mean, what's your thoughts on that in terms of getting a business back up and running again?
Well, look, I suppose everybody could make a justification to jump up the queue. And look, to be honest, there are a lot of people, I suppose, that would be deserve vaccinations before hospitality workers, myself included. And but I do believe that the rollout of vaccinations has been very, very poor, especially compared to our nearest neighbour. And, until we get the over 70s vaccinated, I don't think we'll be in a place to carry on.
And it seems like 2021 will be another year of staycation. At least, is that some bit of light on the horizon, do you think?
Yes, I think it is. Last July and August in particular were exceptionally busy for up and down the Shannon here. All of the operators did exceptionally well. That brought its own problems, of course, with staffing and just a lot of pressure over a short period of time. I think this year will be something similar. Irish people will most likely stay at home. And I see in my own case, bookings for July and August are actually quite good at the moment.
Very good indeed. I didn't get to speak to you since Christmas. How was Christmas, that little window there of opening? How did that mean anything much to you, Declan?
Well, at a personal level, it didn't mean a lot to me. In fact, I regret having reopened, in the sense that, you know, you were open for a very short period, and you know, a lot of restaurants had huge wastage. You know, Christmas week, they had stock ordered, you know, and they had massive problems with wastage. And I certainly don't want to go through that again. I mean, if we do reopen, it has to be open for the season. We just can't go through this stop-start reopening again. And there will be need for supports in terms of just the cost to reopen a business is quite substantial. And also, we've been bearing the ongoing costs, you know, things like TV, internet, phone, gas, electricity, alarm maintenance, pest control. None of those went away. And while the CRSS scheme has been somewhat helpful, like, it's just about keeping the utilities paid for most people.
Do you almost go along with the Labour notion then of, you know, extreme lockdown, you know, get the numbers down there completely before we open up so that we don't have to go back into another lockdown situation? Is that something you would embrace?
I think most people in business would at this stage. If it's an extra 2 weeks or whatever, or 3 weeks, I think I'd rather that, because none of us can go through this yo-yo of start-stop. It's just not feasible.
All right, Declan, we wish you well. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Fran. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye to you now. That's Declan Collison there, a lovely Lough Derg House and the Lake Cafe as well.